We are all unique, and how each of us moves through life by working with the unseen, spiritual parts of us looks different. If one way you access support is through books, and you haven't tried the Soulquake Survival Guide yet, today's a great day to try it before you buy it. Head to the show notes where I have a link for you to receive a free PDF of the first chapter. Enjoy the first chapter, and if you love it, you can find it on Amazon worldwide in paperback, audio, and ebook. Your journey matters, my friend, and reviving your connection to spirit in earth-shaking times can be a game changer. Receiving channeled messages from the angels, from your guides, from the extraterrestrials that are all out there in the galaxy. Oftentimes, these messages may come with a bit of confusion. And today we're going to give a little insight about what the perspective is with channeling. Right, Tom?
Here on Enthusiastically Spiritual.
If you don't know where you're at, Tom just channeled that. So I want to really talk about channeling, Tom, because I'm noticing more and more YouTube channels that are starting, and what they have on there is people in the woods channeling in their bedrooms, channeling here, channeling there, and channeling all these messages for people to listen in on. And I've been involved in mediumship and channeling for quite a few years. I don't even know how, maybe it was 7 years, a time frame that I actually took classes with a guy from the Arthur Findlay School in London. He came over to Florida, and so we would do twice a year, we would do an extended week with him. So I have a real love for channeling because I found it really easy. And I would like to definitely share the first experience I ever had with channeling and what it was. So if you guys don't know me by now, I'm pretty gangbusters about just doing stuff. I just show up. I just do it, right? I don't think a lot about stuff. I'll be honest with you. And Tom might be able to say, yeah, that's true. So I went to this event. I did a couple workshops with this guy, and then I went to his week-long event. And so we showed up there, and we're in this, you know, semicircle, and he calls us up one at a time to the center of the circle, and you're in front of everybody. And at this moment, he shares about how to really tune in and to really allow spirit to come in. And really, like I said, I had never done this before. I just was like, okay, cool. And I get up on the chair and I sit down, I close my eyes, and I start, you know, tuning into, the realm behind me. Cause what he did is he kind of suggested that what you do is you relax, and then you allow behind you to kind of flow in to you and through you. So the next thing I knew, as I'm sitting there in front of all these people, there might've been like 15, 20 people there, I felt myself in like get big, like my whole being was as large as the room. And then I started speaking and I started sharing a message, and it was the most incredible, profound thing I'd ever experienced. And again, I think a lot of it is because when I do something, if I'm not thinking about it, I get out of my own way. And so, I recognize later when we were regrouping afterwards, okay, so, you know, wow. And some people in the room could see things, so they could tell me, you know, what it looked like. And I knew that it was what we would call a Hathor. So some of you guys may have heard of the Hathors before. And so I knew that that was a being that I was bringing through. And so that was my first ever experience of channeling, and it was amazing. But, you know, and so we did it the whole, you know, the weekend, whatever, and got all kinds of messages about the earth and about Mother Nature and about the world and, you know, the people in the room and et cetera. But after that, I was kind of like, okay, well, what am I to do with that now? So that's where I took more training and kind of went along the path, but obviously, I just knew for myself that I'm not here to get in front of people and channel. It's just not what I'm here to do. I have other things that I can share with the world versus that. So what is your experience with channeling, Tom?
Well, my experience is, frankly, just working with my guidance in every situation. And, you know, we were talking a little bit earlier about this idea of, you know, we talk about living in the now and being in the present, and time isn't really real. You know, the past is to learn from, the present is where we are, and the future is, you know, what we dream of, kind of a thing. So when I'm in the present and I'm relaxed, I can channel a positive message. I can channel positive solutions to situations. And so I found that when I get chills, that's when my spiritual helpers or my guides move close. And I know that I'm right on with what, you know, I need to channel in that moment.
Interesting. So the reason why I wanted to share and talk about channeling today is because as I'm viewing a lot of people out there in the world channeling, you know, some of the energy I resonate with immediately. So I know, okay, and I, you know, check with my guidance and okay, is that, you know, are they really channeling a higher source, right? Because that's the thing that I think about a lot of times with these channels is that, you know, as well as we can channel confusion, we can channel confused energy through us that may come out as something that people think, oh, wow, that's, you know, that's a high source energy, or I want to follow that. And it's, and it can be confusion. So I like what Tom talks about with, you know, moving with our guidance and our own energy of, you know, support around us, because then I know exactly what I'm channeling. Mm. And so moving out into the world and seeing what other people are doing, you know, of course, you know, a lot of people are doing some great, amazing channels and, you know, bringing forth amazing, you know, messages, but are they all from clear spirit, or are they some, you know, that are confused? So what's your thoughts on this, Tom?
Well, my thoughts are that, you know, it's important that I tune into the higher spirit or the highest source that's available to me. And, you know, I have a purpose and a thrust here on planet Earth. You know, my purpose is to learn and grow. And my thrust is the way that the vibration that I go about that, or almost another way for me, how I feel about it is it's my pivot point. So my pivot point is to be happy and free. And if I have that feeling that I'm flowing with that kind of a feeling, I'm really in my thrust. This is where my guidance or my spiritual helpers is another word for the same thing, or the higher source, the angels, they can help me, because those are souls that we've talked about before that have mastered the lessons that I'm here to learn. So, you know, it's great to hear from other souls that may have a higher perspective or be aware of the spiritual side of things, where, you know, there's other dimensions than the four dimensions we're aware of, you know, kind of a thing, or three dimensions, however you want to think about it. And it's great to hear wisdom. You know, it's great to hear that bigger picture perspective. As long as I can make it practical, because I'm here for my purpose to learn and grow. And my feeling is that what my guidance are sharing with me is that, you know, we need to be more aware of the solutions that are available to all of us, working from that loving, positive energy. We've been so trained to compete, to overcompete. You know, a little competition's good, but to overcompete and to fight. And we've been trained that life is supposed to be a struggle, you know, one way or another. And that somehow, you know, some of the religions will say we're little worms and we don't deserve it, and you've got to deserve it, you know, kind of a thing. Well, the truth is that love in a way does conquer all, but I have to be in the present. I have to tune into that positive vibration. One of the thoughts that comes to me is a friend of mine who was a Navy SEAL. I love to say that. He says, slow is smooth and smooth is fast. And to me, that's a way of thinking about being in the present, that I'm really tuned into my feeling part, because this is how the messages come for me, is more through my feelings. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I agree with you, because when I was really channeling for those years, I noticed that it's a vibration. So the vibration, I feel the vibration, then I bring that forth through my, you know, through my throat chakra, right? And throughout into the, you know, whatever I'm saying. So it's definitely a feeling. And I think that's why with so much being shared out there right now in the world, I can feel for myself if I resonate with what someone's saying and if that feels like a love vibration.
Sounds good. If it's a positive message, and you know, a lot of I guess one of the signs, you know, there's many levels of consciousness, and when we pass on, there are levels. I find to get, you know, kind of on another subject, that to get too caught up in how the levels are organized and how the hierarchy works, I feel, to me, that's more of an intellectual discussion rather than being in my feelings. Because in my feelings, the things of spirit are really very simple. I'm here. I'm here now. I have beautiful people around me. I have great opportunity to have experiences that will help me learn the spiritual lessons that I'm involved with.
So I think the key word for myself in that, what you just said, was caught, like caught up in things. So that's, you know, and we've watched a lot of things about cults and other things like that, where people are enamored with the person bringing forth the message, enamored with bringing, you know, a person bringing forth the channeled information to the masses. Hey, we can go back to Jesus. He did that, right? But but his message was from love, but it did take a whole new turn and spin once he was passed on, right?
Yeah, well, people overorganized it. And then once they created a priesthood, which is, you know, now you've got to look outside yourself, we'll interpret your feelings for you.
Yep.
So
yep.
Basically, you know, I always talk about the fact that we have, as part of our soul natures, our true feelings. And our intellect is our brain, what we have here while we're on planet Earth. And I imagine in the spiritual sense, there's the idea of mind, body, and spirit. You know, what we have here is a reflection. That's the sense I have of what, how things work in the bigger picture. But we often get over-organized to the point where when the intellectual part of it becomes a distraction, then I know I'm out of balance. And what do I mean by a distraction? When it's a distraction from what I'm in the here and now, in the present, what I'm meant to be learning, or what's my experience in the present. You know, I don't even want to say that I think so much about, well, what I'm meant to be learning. You know, I just gauge whether I'm feeling happy and free and in a flow, and if I'm enjoying those challenges. If I keep facing certain experiences that kind of slap me in the face and I go, how did that keep coming up? Usually that's because I'm not aware of what the core lesson is. And then once I'm aware of that lesson, I can start directing my energy. So my guidance is great at helping me with that. Everybody else is just sharing, you know, so those higher souls that like to share from a bigger picture perspective, I'm not judging. I'm not saying anything's wrong with anything, but I have my own true feelings, my sensitivity to gauge. And then I can always recheck with my guidance. You know, what's the truth in that for me? If I don't ask what the truth in that for me is, then I'm kind of missing the whole point, because it becomes a distraction. And then we start moving into this way of worship and awe of this, you know, being and all that, when really, it, you know, I love to, in a way, I love to say this lately, is that really it's all about me. You know, it's about my consciousness and me being in the present. But the great thing is when I'm concerned about myself and where my energy's at, it helps everybody else, because the more relaxed I am, the more positive I am, the more that it allows other people to stay positive or be in that positive flow for the solutions. But we've really been trained, and this is some of the troubles we're facing these days, is that, you know, we look so much for outer authority to take care of us or to think for us. And, you know, there's always going to be folks who are a bit more organized than you and me. And but I always have my true feelings, or my feelings and my sensitivity to gauge, you know, to what point I accept some of what they say.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, because if you don't have your own inner wisdom really strong, and that pivot strong, and that understanding of, you know, what your energy feels like and how you work with other people's energy, that's where that can really be a downfall. And that's why we are so passionate about supporting other people out there to understand how to work with their energy, how to really connect with their spiritual helpers, how to connect with their inner wisdom, because of the fact that these are really major keys in all of our existence as spiritual beings that will help us really understand what's for me, what's not for me. And like Tom was saying, being in the now moment and not being in the, you know, in the ethereal moment of, you know, what's tomorrow look like. And I just come into mind about a lady that I've been just viewing a couple times lately on YouTube, where she brings in her guides and shares, and all the messages are for what's coming, what's coming, what's coming. And I'm like, you know, that also, when I'm listening, I mean, I really resonate with her, and I do think she's coming from love, and I think it is probably her guidance. But again, it's that, like, it's not the now. It's like, okay, what do I do with where I'm at right now? And not to say, again, like you're saying, you know, someone outside of me is telling me what to do, but it is good. You know, I enjoy getting a readings, and I enjoy, you know, some tarot once in a while, because of the fact that I get confirmation for myself on what I'm channeling on a daily basis. Because Tom and I, like, you know, we work with our guidance, and I'm sure a lot of you listeners out there also do. And so when those insights come in, well, that's a channel. And so, you know, I enjoy, it's like almost like, it's like a play thing for me. Like, hey, let me go on YouTube and play and see what they're saying now, or what's coming through this one person I really like. But for myself, and like Tom is saying, without putting words in his mouth, he just said it, but is I get my own answers for myself. I channel my own information for myself. And so, and I guess that's, you know, honestly, in looking at where I'm at and where I was at when I was doing channeling, you know, training, I really believe that's probably why I didn't go into it, because I don't want to tell other people a message for them, because it may not be the right thing to tell them. It may not. And so I want other people to get their own answers and their own channeled information, just like myself. So I really feel that is why I didn't go down that road, go down the road of being a medium. Cause I, you know, I took a lot of trainings this lifetime and and opened up a lot of areas that I could have definitely explored. And that just wasn't what I'm here to do.
Yeah. I think one of the keys is that if you're working with souls who gently, you know, there's very sophisticated confusion, and they can gently move you into this sense of devotion and kind of a thing. There's always, you know, a lot of truth in it. But again, this is what the great tool that we have is that, one, we have our own sensitivity that we learn to clarify what are my feelings, you know, versus what I'm thinking, and really work with my spiritual helpers. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing I wanted to talk about is that I might be in a business situation or a family situation, and or a social situation, you know, and let's say I'm, you know, having a beer with some friends, and somebody comes up and just tells me their troubles, or, you know, some incident that, you know, we're friends, so they want to kind of regroup that, and they, you know, just sharing with me. And, you know, the thing I can do is just mentally kind of cleanse, take a deep breath and relax, and then just ask my guidance, you know, on the spot, can I be of service here? Is there something, you know, I need to share? Now, I do this at light speed. Like, it's not like a big thinking exercise, but it's just kind of a feeling of, is there something? And, you know, like the thought may come, hey, tomorrow's another day. And that's all they needed to hear. You know, something positive, light, you know, through that challenge, you might find that you become stronger. So one of the little clues that I like to share with people that's been shared with me is that, you know, if somebody comes to you with their troubles and you give them one solution, and then they keep talking about their troubles, and then you give them a second solution, right? And then they keep talking about their troubles. Then you give them a third solution. And if they keep talking about their troubles, back off, because they're not ready, you know, for that channel message. But always look at things from the positive point of view. You know, I find that takes a lot of discipline, you know, for me to do that. And It's easy when I'm relaxed and everything's going my way. But when things sort of surprise me, in other words, I'm having a lesson, you know, that something I didn't trust a hunch or, you know, something like that, or that's happened in the past, you know, I got to look at it from the point of view of, well, what's the positive side of this? And have that inner strength, you might say, to just look at that, you know, and this is what I do differently. Because the more that we get caught in the, if you're out of balance in your feeling nature, you're going to feel guilt and worry. If you're out of balance in your intellectual nature, you're going to feel anxiety and depression. Anyway, I shared a lot there. What gets stimulated by some of those words that
what gets stimulated
flowing for me?
What gets stimulated? I mean, my God, Tom, what kind of question is that? Well, I think what comes to me about all that you just shared is the word relax.
I do like to stimulate, Teresa.
Yeah, poke, no. is the word relax. And that truly is the key for all you listeners out there to get your own channeled information, because when you're relaxed in that state, and if you have cleansed your energy field, and we've shared that a couple times on the on this podcast, as well as if you have my book, The Soul Quake Survival Guide, there's three cleanses in there, and it starts with the personal cleansing with yourself. And so doing or whatever, however you cleanse, you know, cleansing your aura and then relaxing. And again, like Tom mentioned a second ago, you know, it doesn't have to be like I'm sitting here for 30 minutes cleansing and relaxing. It's like, no, it can happen in a snap. Literally, it can, because, you know, spirits, they're right there with you. All you got to do is really the intention. And like Tom's saying, take a deep breath and, you know, and exhale, and then just, you know, get the insights, the channeled information that you need to get from your guidance, because those are the souls that are going to that love back and support you and know what you need in the moment that you're asking for support.
Yeah. And, you know, we're going to magnetize those learning opportunities, whether we like it or not, but
we do. Yeah. All the time.
For me, spiritual growth is as I move through those opportunities, you know, I can leverage my experiences and experience into wisdom rather than just kind of keep facing it. And, you know, if I keep facing it and it keeps hitting me in one form or another in different situations, then I know that I might be aware of a spiritual lesson from an intellectual point of view, but I don't have it in my feelings yet. So one of the lessons recently that I was regrouping was this feeling of limitless, being limitless. And as I tune back into that feeling that I'm limitless, back into that big picture, you know, there's freedom there and there's hope there and there's a positive feeling to it. And now based on that, I'm not going to hold myself back with thoughts that, well, maybe I'm not good enough, or I don't know this, or instead of looking for or tuning into the solutions, you know, like it's not hard. It's one of the things, I guess I mentioned this a little earlier, you know, we've been trained that this is supposed to be hard. You know, this is now there are challenges, and in our environment, they can be created, and we're in this environment by choice, so there must be something to learn in these challenges. And that's where I want to say that, you know, if a person doesn't start unfolding, you know, their awareness of what's them, what's not them, and I mean that from the point of view of thoughts and feelings, because we're like big radio receivers and transmitters, you know, from that is an analogy that we could use, you know. We're one with all in a sense. So it really just depends on what I want to tune into. You know, do I want to tune into the negative part, or do I want to tune into the positive part? But I know I have to be patient, because there's many levels of consciousness here. You know, others are having their learning experiences. And to me, that's a good reason to, you know, take a look at your book, is to start getting prepared to work with spirit in a more conscious way. You've always been working with them, but in a more conscious way, because when talking about the future, one of the messages I've got from my guidance is that, yeah, it's going to be a little, you know, redefining. There's a lot going on right now. And remember, we were talking the other day about, you know, how And you mentioned that you like to listen to other folks on YouTube and podcasts and so forth. And so do I, just to get a bit of confirmation. But, you know, in business, in politics, in spiritual things, everybody's talking about this new awareness or this great awakening. And, you know, you see it in all aspects of life.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, I think, why we're talking about channeling today, because this is a big part of the awakening, because there's so many people waking up and hearing from spirit, hearing from their, right, their guidance. And so, and being inspired to share those amazing messages with others. So I think that that was, this is a good place to probably, you know, let's channel down now. Channel down. So, yeah. So I don't know.
Well, I want to end up with these remarks, and remember, there's many levels of consciousness, but you always have your guidance, you know, to tune into. And, you know, you can always work with that cleansing technique to get that energy flowing in your hands and go down your brow and come back behind your neck and add a positive affirmation to it. And, but you know, there's one other thing I'd like to say.
What is that, Tom?
Remember.
What?
Life is too short.
Oh my God. You just go for it, don't you?
Not to be enthusiastic about your unique
channeled journey. How about
channeled
that one?
Journey.
Changed it up. Thanks so much for listening in to another episode of Enthusiastically Spiritual. We had fun. We hope that you maybe got some insights for your journey and also for channeling and, you know, where it's all at right now, because it's a big world out there and there's a lot going on.
Thank you for letting us share.
Believe it or not, when you arrived back for another life, you were enthusiastic to be here. If you've lost that enthusiastic feeling, well, there's a way to reawaken it. It's by embracing a bigger spiritual picture of your life as a soul and igniting the feeling of spiritual freedom within. So if you are ready and needing some more enthusiastic mojo for your life, follow the link in the show notes where you can access a free video series created by the Wayshowers College and start recapturing the enthusiasm you have within for your unique journey.